This year's May Bumps on Cam FM. All the action at the riverside. Every stroke, every sweep, every bump. As and when it happens on 97.2.
M1.
Interesting fact, fun fact about M1 for you. In St. Cat's M1, who is starting in fifth position today, is George Nash, a member of the GB Olympic squad and a medalist there. That's the 1 minute cannon, though. So we're going to throw up to Adam Deagle at first post for the rundown of this, the M1 division.
At the top, we have Keys, followed by Downing, Jesus, and LMBC. In Cats with Nash, the Olympic bronze medalist in the crew. Behind them, we have first and third, Queens, Pembroke, Clare, then Christ, it's William, King, Emma, Gerton, Morden, Somerton, Cooper Hall, and the sandwich boat today, having bummed up Churchill M1 in the second division, is the House M1. We've got about 10 seconds to go to the starting cannon. All crews are now pushed out, waiting and ready to go. The tension is high at the riverside, and that is the starting cannon. The crews are off. And as is to be expected by Keys, having rode overhead many years in a row, they are looking very sharp. Their blades are going in very quickly. They've cranked their red up very high in the first few strokes. Downing appears to have held on for the first few, so Downing will be pleased with that, but realistically, there is no chance of any action at the top two boats today. Behind Downing, we have Jesus. They're roughly on station, maybe lost just about a quarter of a length. Behind them is Maggie. And Maggie just lost out on the bump yesterday to get right to the wire at a quarter of a length difference at the end. They'll be hoping to make that bump today, but they, coming around first rows, are still on station, so no action there. Behind Lady Margaret, we got St. Cat. As mentioned, they bumped up in first and third yesterday. They are actually under a little bit of pressure from first and third. First and third appears to have bumped fairly hard here. That gap down to about 1.25 length, so they've made up a little bit of ground there. They're about 1.5 lengths. They're still on station with Queens behind, who have promptly pulled away from Pembroke, having bumped them yesterday. And Ben, what can you see at Grassy?
I can see Keys, who've already reached me at Grassy Corner, taking a lovely line, rowing, as you say, this stellar, I mean, about 5 boat lengths between Keys and Downing M1. Absolutely nothing doing there for Downing. Keys are going to have a very stylish row home. And if you're at the plough, you're about to see them come round. Make sure you put your beers down and have a good look at this. This is the best rowing you'll see all afternoon. Downing, again, another 5 boat lengths between them and Jesus. Sam, no pressure really, because Jesus and Lady Margaret are on station. Back to you, Adam, though.
Thanks, Ben. I'm at first post and fifth. Overlapped by King. The bump is imminent. The cock is almost like I can see. There we go. The hand is up. The bow ball has passed. The crews have stopped rowing. And that is a confirmed bump.
Ben.
King's M1 up on fifth. We now have Emma. Unfortunately, the crews have bumped on the corner. They're quickly trying to clear the crews, but Emma have come around the corner and haven't seen. They're now being forced to go wide. And they're under pressure themselves, 3/4 of a length between them and Gerton. They'll be coming around the corner now. There's another tussle out. And Maudlin behind, there's just about 3
Ben.
Feet between them and Homerton. And between Homerton, 3/4 of a length between them and Tit Hall. Let's get back to you, Ben.
Yep, so Claire just going past me now. Christ, taking it down to about 1/2 a boat length. But Claire themselves are bearing down upon Pembroke. It's going to get very juicy as it moves over to Ditton Corner, where Emily is right now. Emily.
So Keys and Downing have both passed me in some style. Lots of lengths between them. They're then followed by Jesus, who are not really anywhere near Downing. And then Maggie are just passing me, maybe just outside station on Jesus. So not much changing in the top four there. Looks like it might be 4 row overs. St. Cat's are following a couple of lengths behind Maggie.
Ben.
And then we've got first and third, about a length off St. Cat's. They may be in it for the long bump, potentially.
Ben. Yes, over here at Grassy. I can just confirm Magdalen and Homerton have bumped out, and now Trinity Hall are under real pressure. There's huge overlap. Peterhouse, there's now blade clashing between Peterhouse and Trinity Hall. That's got to be a bump. Peterhouse looking jubilant. The Croc doing a little dance in his boat, almost. Trinity Hall held out to the last. Once there's a blade clash, obviously there's a bump. So Peterhouse jumping the division. Back to you, Emily.
So Claire were moving on Pembroke with every stroke as they came round Ditton. Claire about half a length of Pembroke going round Ditton. I can't see them anymore. Price were then chasing Claire about a length and a half on the station behind them. Let's go over to Adam on the reach and see if he can see Claire on Pembroke.
Well, the top four has been fairly unchanged. Got a bit of a tussle going on here between Spectac first and third, which I think is down to about half a foot here. So that's going to be a real good battle, and we might have to go up some narrow bridge in that one. And yes, behind them, I can see that third head. There's overlap already, I think. I'm terrible for more time because every single set. I imagine they're going to be up there in the next 20 metres or so, and I'll bring that to you as soon as it does happen. And then behind them, we've got a lot more space before we get to any more interesting action. Perhaps go up to Hannah over at the railway bridge, we might see the end there.
So the noise of the crowd and the fanfare is going past our commentators. A really interesting in the commentary there. Hannah, at the railway bridge, can you hear anything? We'll see anything.
Hello, yes, I am here. There was just a train going past and I missed that. I've just seen Keith and Downing go past, and now Jesus are passing me, and following them. Lady Margaret's about three boat lengths behind, so those four boats looking clear. Next up we have Kat coming in now, and in fact first and third are not that far behind, perhaps a boat length behind on them, and they're still pushing, although Kat's looking a little tired now, so I think Kat may just hold on in their position. And then again there is a long distance back to Queen's M1, followed by Pembroke, but very close down Pembroke is Claire, and they have overlap. Claire have overlap on Pembroke, but still no concession of a bump. Still powering on, and in fact, Queens are not that far ahead. Yes, and the Croc of Pembroke has conceded. I can confirm that Claire have bumped Pembroke directly beneath the railway bridge. And a lot of tired but happy faces there in the Claire boat. And just going through now, we have Price. But clear water either side of them, so Price on for a row over. And following them now, we just have Emma coming into view. Emma coming into view, and behind them, Gerton. So Emma and Gerton also looking on for rowovers. And I think, Adam, let me just check with you, I think that should be all the boats still left rowing. Adam?
Yes, there are no boats now, and the boats below Gerton have already bumped on with each other. So yeah, that should be the end of the race. A real epic battle there, definitely, between Pembroke and Clare, which is the highlight. Pembroke were really pushing on Queen's. That'll be one to watch the next couple of days. Back to you, Ben.
Yes, thanks. Hannah, can we just confirm that St. Cat's rode over? Or were they bumped by first and third at the last?
As I saw it, Ben, St. Cat's were rowing over. I will have to go to the results tent just to confirm that, but as I saw it, a row over for St. Cat.
Thanks very much. Okay, so just to confirm the results then, as we called them, Keys M1 row over, Downing row over, Deezers row over, LMBC row over, St. Cat's row over,
yes,
first
yes.
and third row over, Queen's row over, Pembroke were bumped by Claire, Emma Price row over, Smith were bumped by King, Emma, Pearson row over, Magdalen bumped by Homerton, and Trinity Hall bumped by Peterhouse.
May bumps.
Cam FM.
Results.
And I can confirm that we had a lot of row overs at the higher end of the division. We had row overs for Keys, Downing, Jesus, LMBC, St. Cat, first and third, and Queen. So all rowovers, no change for the first seven boats of the division. Then we had a spectacular bump by Claire on Pembroke. We had a rowover by Christ. Jesus bumped up on Fitzwilliam. Emmanuel and Gerton rowed over. We had a bump by Homerton on Magdalen. And finally, Peterhouse with the sandwich boat bumped up on Pitt Hall. So quite a few bumps there at the bottom of the division to round off the day.
May bumps.
Cam FM.